Babe, there is something I would like to bring up. But before that, I want to give you a kiss first. Okay, so yeah, this morning before I set off for work, I realized that you did not put on socks to bed like you usually do. With the covers kicked to my side of the bed, I noticed that there are a few cuts on your ankle. So I was wondering if you would like to tell me what happened. Okay, I see. Thank you for being so upfront with me. I really appreciate your courage. I'm so sorry, I should have noticed earlier, baby. I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. But I know now, and I promise I will do everything in my power to help assist you and just be there for you. I know you might not have brought this up before because you were not ready to, or you just didn't want to. And that's okay. Don't feel like you have to. If you just aren't ready to talk about it yet, it's okay. It's completely fine. I will not feel like you are deliberately trying to hide things from me. I understand that you need your personal moment with this issue. And I respect that, and I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to do whatever it takes to make you feel comfortable. And when you do feel like talking about it, and you don't want me to be the first person to talk to, that's completely okay too. You should go talk to your family, perhaps, or your friends, and if you need to, even go to a therapist. I'm sure they can give you professional help. You know, that'd be great. And even if you would like to, hotlines are always there to give you some emotional assistance. I've heard that they're very helpful and they're really, really good at what they do. So if that's what you need, go ahead and do it. I'd be very, very happy to see you doing that. You know, baby, asking for help isn't a sign of weakness. It's not a sign of inability. It's a sign that you are strong enough and you are capable of identifying what tools you need at that specific point in time to make yourself feel better. And that's a very, very important skill, baby. And I know that's a skill you have. I believe in you. Whenever you need help, just ask. You just need to say, and everything will be there. Okay? I love you. And I want you to know that when I say I love you, I mean I will be there for you no matter the weather. I will be there when you feel like you are going through a terrible time, when you feel like your insides are all gloomy and dark. I will be there for you. I will be there to give you sunshine. I will be there to give you a beautiful sun shower. I will be there to provide you with warmth. I will be there to provide you with a breath of fresh air. I will be there to provide you with the first snowflake on Christmas Day. Anything you need, baby, anything you need to brighten up your mood, I will be there. Or alternatively, if that's not what you want, if all you need is some time to collect yourself, some time to enjoy the silence so that you can calm yourself down, that's amazing. I would love to sit with you, or if you need some alone time, I will gladly do whatever to give you that space, you know, baby. Anything for you. When I mean I would do anything for you, I truly, truly mean it. So just do not hesitate to let me know what you need. And please don't ever say you are a burden, baby. I know you would sometimes think that because you feel like you're bringing upon some kind of trouble to people, that you are affecting their lives. No, you're not. You are not doing that. Everybody around you is more than happy to lend you a hand, and especially me. I am not saying this because I feel like it's an obligation to carry you like a boulder on my shoulder. That is not the case. You have never been a burden to me, and you will never be. We will always walk together, side by side, because we're on each other's team. We're one team, baby. We're partners. That's what it means. We're partners. I will walk beside you. I will stand by you, no matter the weather. Our fingers intertwined, I will walk with you. I will tread the miles with you. And that's my promise. That's my vow. And I am a person who keeps my promises. You know that. And baby, you are one of the most resilient people I've met in my life. You are extremely, extremely determined, and I know that whatever you put your mind to, you will achieve, you will accomplish. So I know that one day you will get better. You will feel like you have stepped over this phase in your life, and that you will feel completely comfortable to move on and start anew. But for now, the situation, I promise you, is temporary. You will definitely get better. It might not be tomorrow, might not be the weekend, might not be next week, might not be next month, but that's okay. It's a long journey. It's going to be a tough pilgrimage. But I know you can get through this. I believe in you. I have always believed in you. For now, what we'll do, the two of us together, we will take baby steps. We will start by trying to accept this current set of emotions you are going through. We will try our very, very best to embrace that it's okay we're feeling this way. It's okay that we are overwhelmed by pain, because that's only human. And it's fine to be human. It's normal to be human. You don't have to feel like you need to cover up. You don't have to feel like it's something you need to purposefully hide, because you've done nothing wrong, baby. You have done nothing wrong. And we will start, say, by appreciating all the things around us that give us life, that make us feel alive. Take a deep breath. Feel how that breath just reinvigorated you and rejuvenated your being. Be thankful that our lungs are working so that we can open our eyes every single day to see this beautiful world around us, to feel all the sensations that we feel, to feel the warmth of the sunlight against our skin, to hear the birds outside chirping for us, the rhapsody that's meant for you, the music that is here to soothe and calm Think of the breeze, the waft against your face when the wind blows, and the stirring leaves on the way, and on the sidewalk, near trees. Think of all the beautiful things in life that puts a smile on your face, even though they seem very insignificant. They're there for you.